I'm Cynthia Canty, and you are listening to Stateside. Doctors told his parents he'd have a tough time graduating high school. As for college, forget it. The doctors predicted he would wind up living in a group home. But Anthony Iani of Okemos had other ideas. Anthony has pervasive development disorder, PDD, and that puts him on the autism spectrum. But despite the dire predictions of his doctors, Anthony Iani is the first person with autism spectrum disorder to play Big Ten basketball. He played for the Michigan State Spartans and coach Tom Izzo in the 2010 and 2011 seasons, playing on teams that saw two Big Ten championships and a Final Four. Anthony went on to graduate with a degree in sociology. And today, he works with the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, and he leads the fight against bullying by taking his relentless tour to schools all over Michigan. Anthony Iani, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little more about PDD. How does it express itself?
PDD-NOS, Pervasive Developmental Disorder, is a higher functioning on the autism spectrum. It's basically along the same lines as Asperger's. So if you kind of look at me right now as we're talking, you know, the first thought that may come to your mind eventually may be like, you know, I don't see how this young man or how this young gentleman has autism or how he's on the spectrum. And I get that everywhere I go. But like, if you sat down with me, went to dinner, had a drink with me somewhere, and we had like a 2-hour conversation about all this, it's a guarantee you walk away from that conversation going, okay, I see what he's talking about. Because with me, Cindy, it's, you know, I'm very black and white. So what that means is somebody could say something to me and I could take it the complete opposite. Growing up as a kid, like the 6-year-old me, I had a tough time understanding nouns, verbs, idioms. If somebody were to say to me at 6 years old that it's raining cats and dogs outside, I probably would have literally thought a cat or a dog is falling from the sky.
So nuance is tough to grasp.
Right, exactly. And jokes and sarcasm, like I still struggle with it to this day, the joking and the sarcasm. But you know what? Like I'm better now than what I was 10 years ago. And I had speech therapy from kindergarten until I was a junior in high school when I was in school. I also couldn't stand loud noises. I couldn't stand fire drills because of the sound and the lights. I hated it. But my teachers broke me out of those habits because they gave me the heads up on what time the drill was going to happen. So I credit my teachers to a lot of things they did with me. But more importantly, you know, my parents and the way they raised me and the way they were patient with me.
Well, when I think that your parents are told, no, we don't, you know, he'll be lucky to graduate from high school, forget college. At what point did you become aware of that kind of pretty dire prognosis?
Well, they didn't tell me this till I was a freshman in high school. And a lot of parents ask me, why did my parents wait so long? And I think it was because they wanted to wait till I was mature enough to understand. And I think they felt it was the right time just to say to themselves, you know, let's just tell them and maybe they'll light a fire under them and let's just see where it takes them.
And did it?
It did. And because it was just before school started. And, you know, they just sat me down in the living room. I was sitting in the recliner and they told me, you know, everything that these doctors and professionals said about me and predicted for me. And I just sat there going, wait, what?
Like, who are they talking about?
Yeah, who are they talking about? And because, you know, just like my future from those people, I was just like, you know what? It's time to shut some people up. And growing up at that time, too, I had a lot of people who doubted me so much. I had a lot of bullies who basically just taunted me and made fun of me because of how I said and did things different than others.
And that's something so many kids on the spectrum go through, isn't
it? Exactly, because a stat you may not know, Cindy, is 65 to 90% of kids with autism in this country, they are the number one targets for bullies in schools. And a lot of that is basically because of the different traits that we have, you know, an individual with autism has.
And bullies get such a reaction, don't
they? Oh, they do. I mean, it's crazy, especially in the middle school level, you know, because a lot of people ask me, you know, where's the bullying happen the most? And I say it's probably the middle school because you have kids who are trying to figure out where they're trying to fit in the place, you know, what groups they're going to be with, because that's the group you're going to be with for the rest of your life, apparently, especially in high school. But just how kids treat each other, too. And I think the biggest aspect of the whole bullying piece this day and age is the social media piece. It's a tool for kids to use to get after people. And I'm always a big believer of how I define myself is based on my actions. And that's why my parents have always taught me in my life to treat others with kindness and respect and treat others how I want to be treated.
Which, of course, I think sounds like it's the underlying message of your relentless tour, Anthony Iani, that you're taking to schools all over Michigan. I love this idea that you're basically, you know, a road show. Here you can come into a school, say, all right, here's how it is. And I lived it. You were bullied. What's the message of your relentless tour? When you go into a school, what's the message you bring?
So there's a couple of main messages. The relentless tour itself, I started 3 years ago. And at first it was, you know, just a statewide initiative, and it's kind of trickled out nationwide too, which is what I'm most proud of. But two messages I have. No matter what obstacles or challenges you have in your life, you can overcome those challenges and obstacles and succeed and achieve all your goals and dreams in your life, no matter what people tell you. From the bullying standpoint, it's be careful what you say and do to others, because you never know who that person's going to be, because that person we may bully, tease, or disrespect nowadays, they could be the greatest athlete in the world one day, the inventor of something bigger than iPhones and iPads. This is one that kids never think about, but they get a little scared, especially the elementary school kids when I tell them, is that person you bully could be your boss one day. And then the other thing is, too, they could be the biggest name in the world one day. You know, certain celebrities like Justin Timberlake, Eminem, Michael Phelps, Taylor Swift, those are all celebrities who were bullied as kids. Look who they are today and look where they're at. That's the point of be careful what you say and do to others.
Anthony, have you ever had a chance to sit down with a kid who is truly a bully, known to be a bully, and figure out why?
Oh, absolutely. Many times.
What do you hear?
I get a lot of kids that come up to me and say they bullied others because of their height, because of the height difference. You know, one, the bully's so small, the other person they bully is so, you know, freakishly tall. Like, and that's what happened to me. I was bullied by kids who weren't even half my size, and that's why they bully me. But those guys had to play me in Little League basketball, and the rest is history after that.
Those guys didn't go to Final Four.
Right. Yeah. But the other thing is, too, is I've had kids tell me that they've had stuff going on at home. They bring their anger and frustrations over to the school, and I've told those students, like, look, like, whatever happens at home, it needs to stay at home. Like, you can't bring that here, because if you bring it here in school, you're going to get in trouble, and it's going to look bad on you, and things are going to get worse for you. But I think the best thing I've ever heard a bully say to me is, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm proud to say it's happened quite a bit, and it actually happened at the first middle school I ever spoke at my entire life 4 years ago, an individual with autism who was the victim. I mean, his bully apologized to him after my assembly for bullying him just because he has autism, and it was 5 years of pain and torture for this kid. And it was actually a mom who called me over the phone when I was sitting in my office one day, and I just sat in my chair, Cindy, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Enjoy this, because it's never going to happen again. If it happens a second time, that's just plain luck. If it happens a third time, that's a straight up blessing from above, but it will not happen a second or third time. But I was dead wrong on that.
It has happened.
It has. And you know this, Cindy.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how many days that we go to work or we go home every night, but yet we still see stories and hear stories about kids and young kids taking their own lives.
Yeah.
And I guarantee there's a lot of people, not just in this state, but in this country of ours, that are sick of those stories. And there are a lot of kids in these schools nowadays that are sick of seeing those stories, too.
Well, one way to make that change would be to bring Anthony Iani and the Relentless Tour to your school. And we want to let everybody know, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights is making a real special effort to get Anthony and the Relentless Tour into schools in economically challenged communities. So if a school provides 40% and more of free or reduced lunches, the speaker's fee is waived?
Absolutely. I mean, the last couple of years we've been charging, but we all sat down recently and said, you know what, there are schools who may not be able to afford the fee, and there are also kids who really, really need this message. Mm-hmm. And so when we all came up with the idea of, you know what, if it's 40% or more free reduced lunch, you know, let's do it. That's and I could tell you right now, Cindy, my calendar has been booked through rest of November. December, we still have open dates, but then we're booking in the next year already. And it's like I thought my schedule was crazy before, but like it's even crazier now because of that promotion we started.
Well, you can go to the website relentlesstour.com, and you'll see a link on that page for schools and groups to book Anthony to come speak with them. And in that, you'll see that note that if a school provides 40% and more free or reduced lunches, the speaker's fee is waived. Again, relentlesstour.com. Well, what work you're doing, Anthony Iani, and it's exciting to follow it. And please keep us posted on the work you're doing through the Michigan Department of Civil Rights and the Relentless Tour.
I definitely will. Thank you, Cindy.